Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. A bill to assist Minnesota dairy farmers so they can qualify for federal funding is heading to the governor's desk. The House passed the bill after a couple of stumbles during committee hearings. DFL Representative Rick Hansen of South St. Paul says it's a good start, but more needs to be done at the state level to help our farmers.
We have a very broken system in agriculture. I want to be real clear about what we're doing in this bill. We're using state money to provide to people who own a business, which happens to be a farm, to apply for federal money.
The bill passed unanimously in the Senate. National Nurses United has placed Hennepin County Medical Center on red alert, warning that the potential closure of the Minneapolis Safety Net Hospital could severely disrupt care across Minnesota and the Midwest. The alert follows federal health care cuts, which puts hundreds of nonprofit hospitals at risk. Nurses say Twin Cities hospitals are already strained. Losing HCMC would push more patients into crowded emergency rooms, increasing delays for critical treatment. The hospital employs about 1,500 nurses and relies heavily on Medicaid and Medicare funding. The Minnesota Department of Health is releasing a new report that shows youth cannabis use continued decline in 2025. Substance Use Prevention Supervisor Heidi Glassman says lowering the number is a group effort.
We know that for these past, I would say, dozens of years, there's been a really strong, like, local public health. You have local coalitions. You have local community-based organizations. Just a lot of groups really focusing on, like, the health of youth, and that includes substance use and preventing that.
The survey showed that 96% of Minnesota students hadn't used cannabis in the last month. In other headlines, with spring planting ramping up, a new survey indicates farmers are worried about the skyrocketing cost of fertilizer. The American Farm Bureau Federation survey shows that 70% of respondents say fertilizer is so expensive that they will not be able to buy all the fertilizer they need. Since the escalation of tensions in the Middle East, nitrogen fertilizer prices have risen more than 30%, while combined fuel and fertilizer costs have increased roughly 20 to 40%. People in Minnesota and around the world are remembering Prince today on the 10th anniversary of his death. Kevin Kurt of Meet Minneapolis says Prince was an unofficial ambassador for the city and the state.
Never kind of stopped saying how much he loved Minneapolis, how much he loved Minnesota, and kept coming back here. And obviously he built Paisley Park here and lived here for so much of the time, and makes it easy for us to tell the story of Prince's Minneapolis is kind of how we term it.
This is MNN.